Now we have our second feature, the Nostalgia article, written by Derek James and read by Richard Matthew. A century of Tom Smith's crackers being made in Norwich.
For 100 years in Norwich, generations of skilled workers spent their days making millions of top-quality Christmas crackers, which were sent all over the world. London confectioner Tom Smith invented the cracker back in 1846. At the beginning, they were silent, but in 1861 he presented his Bangs of Expectation in beautiful boxes to the world. In Norwich, during 1898, confectioners A.J. Cayley and Sons started making Christmas crackers, which provided work for generations of people. And then in 1953, the Tom Smith Company moved to the city, merged with Cayley's, and operated from a factory on Salhouse Road. Our very own Christmas cracker historian, Peter Kimpton, now in his 80s, former services manager for Thomas Smith & Co. in Norwich, has produced wonderful illustrated publications about the life and times of the festive favourite. And many years ago, another Norfolk author, Herbert Leeds, headed to Cayley's for his popular Romance of a Business House series in the 1920s and 30s. Time, wrote Herbert, cannot stale nor custom wither the vogue of the Christmas cracker. In fact, the demand seems to increase with each succeeding Yuletide. 30 years ago, when Messrs. Cayley took up the manufacture of crackers, it was merely a sideline. But today, this department ranks as one of the most important sections of the business. It is the barest truth to say that Cayley's crackers are world famous for their artistic character and excellent fillings. A big trade is done with Africa, Egypt, Australia, Canada, India, China and Japan, and even Iceland calls for a regular supply, wrote Herbert. Racial and religious susceptibilities have to be carefully studied in some cases, lest offence be given through what might appear at home to be innocent causes, he said. In the spacious and up-to-date building which housed the cracker department, more than 1,000 workers were kept employed all the year round making crackers, and nearly all the work was done by hand. No machine has yet been invented which will perform the intricate processes involved in making of apparently so simple a thing as a cracker, wrote Herbert, and added, even on the hottest of summer days, skilled and dainty hands can be found fashioning all sorts of novelties reminiscent of winter and Santa Claus, while deft fingers will be kept hard at it by filling stockings with all those things so dear to the heart of a child. One of the artists working for Page Brothers in Norwich, who designed cracker boxes for Cayley's, was a young Alfred Munnings, later the world-famous Sir Alfred. Following the merger between Tom Smith's and Cayley's, thousands of people worked at the new Salhouse Road factory over the years, and by the mid-1980s, the company was producing around 50 million crackers each year, by far the biggest manufacturer in the world at the time. It closed in 1998. A century of cracker making in Norwich had come to an end.
Thank you, Richard.